going to call the meeting to order. We need a roll call.
McGuire? Heslop?
Yes.
Straub?
Yep.
Michaels?
Here.
Carter?
Here.
Coer?
Present. Need approval of the agenda?
So moved, Carter.
Second, Straub.
Been moved in second. Any discussion on the agenda? Okay, need a roll call.
We can just do voice vote.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Need approval of the minutes for September 10th, 2021.
So moved, Michaels.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on the minutes? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Public participation.
Nobody here from the public.
Is there any communication?
You guys don't want a public, do you?
No.
Okay.
Any communication from the committee? Seeing none, we'll go to county township motor fuel tax claim for September and October 2021. Need a motion.
So moved, Carter.
Second, Straub.
It's been moved in second. It's open for discussion.
Just a couple things to note in the county motor fuel tax claims. We're finally finaling out the Lincoln Avenue job with the city of Urbana. They finally got us all the paperwork for that. And then the other final county shares for the guardrail project that we finished up a few years ago. So a couple jobs off the books finally.
Good job.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The next thing is the county engineers.
All right. The first thing is RPC. Mimi and Rita are here to talk about their CARES Act grant application. So you guys want to go ahead?
Hi, everyone. I'm Mimi from RPC. I'm going to be talking about our CARES grant application for fiscal year 2022. So just some quick background information. CARES Act was passed in March 2020, and then supplemental funding was passed in December 2020 called CRISA, and then again in April 2021, more COVID emergency relief related funding was passed by the federal government, and that's ARP, the American Rescue Plan. So all three of these acts are responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, and they all allocated funding to public transit agencies via the 5311 grant, which is how we get our federal money. And there's no local match required to access those funds. This is just another way of visualizing it. In March 2020, CARES was approved, and CCARTS, which is the rural transit service here in Champaign County, we received $579,000 from that. And then December 2020, CRISA was passed, and then April 2021, ARP was passed, and we received a combined $466,000 from CRISA and ARP together. So we submitted one application for CARES, and then because CRISA and ARP were passed not together, but a few months apart, we have a combined application for those, and the funding comes in as one bundle. And IDOT is asking us to reapply for the CRISA and ARP funds together, just so that they can keep track of how we're spending all of this emergency federal funding. Does that make sense?
I don't know why they'd ask you to reapply. They want you to reapply as a combination versus individual? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so okay. I think what happened was IDOT was still preparing the agreement for CRISA when ARP was passed, and so IDOT decided to bundle them together so that, okay. I mean, to make it more efficient so that we only have to do one application for those. And the application basically shows IDOT and the Federal Transit Administration how we're spending all of this emergency funding because they're interested in that.
Does that still keep us in line for receiving those funds on time as if we get our first application?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. I don't want to miss the money.
Uh-huh. We don't either.
And is that reporting any different than it ever is for proof of the utilization of the funds? Is it new or is it the same?
I think the application is a little different from like how we apply for 5311 funding and then our state funding.
But the record keeping requirements are the same as they have.
Yeah, been. Yeah. I don't think there's anything too different. Yeah. Right, and then the total funding that we will have received so far from all of the COVID emergency funding is $1,046,707. And then just some other details. I mentioned reapplying helps IDOT and FDA keep track of all of their allocations to us to date. And funding can be used for operations expenses.
Yeah. That's different, because normally you're replacing vehicles and stuff uh-huh. with all of this.
Yeah, this is okay, this cool. is really good. So the requested action is just to approve this so we can present it to the county board and get our application approved for them.
I'd like to move that resolution.
Second.
What was
that?
A, B, and C.
So I'd like to make an omnibus motion to include the resolution authorizing execution and amendment of Section 5311 grant agreement, public transportation application ordinance, and the resolution acceptance of the special warranty.
No, it's still second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. It's open for discussion. Can we get a roll call?
Or we can just do a voice call.
Voice vote.
Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Thank you all.
Thanks. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It helps us.
All right. Next item on the agenda is a petition requesting and resolution approving appropriation of funds from the county bridge funds for Ludlow Township, Section 2114116OOBR. Kenny Dering, Ludlow Township Highway Commissioner, has petitioned the county board for funds to replace a culvert. You see it on the map there. It's south and west of Ludlow. It's a 12x7x40 box culvert. Estimated at $47,360, which is above his 0.02% of his value of all tax property in Ludlow Township. And, there's a resolution approving the request and granting a 50% help from the county bridge funds for the project.
I'd like to move that motion, please.
Second, Stroud.
Or that resolution.
Have those stayed pretty consistent for us this year? We did quite a few of those.
Yeah.
They're going up. Everything's going up.
Sure.
We had one, I don't remember if it was this one or another one, we got a bid back in March, and then they didn't want to do the job yet, so we rebid it in September, and it almost doubled.
Are they available?
Not readily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Steel is a bad deal right now, especially mm-hmm. epoxy coated steel. Now these particular boxes don't have epoxy coated steel in them, but steel in general is tough. and the labor force is tough, and obviously got to cast these things in their yard. So no, it's usually 2 to 3 months to get one, where it used to be 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's about doubled the timeline in getting them as well. So the price and the timeline of.
Is there some more coming up trying to get in the ground before it snows?
There's some that we've already had built that the Township Highway Commissioners are taking delivery of right now that are going to go in. This one probably would not get done in time.
Is frost an issue? I mean, like,
no.
Okay.
You can do these all winter as long as the depth of the freezing is not such where you can't dig the ground.
Which we don't get that much here.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, it's usually January before you can not get in the ground anymore.
I don't think he's had to replace much in the last few years.
No.
Which is good, because this is out my backyard, so, yeah.
Do we need a roll call?
No, just voice vote.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, next item, number 10, is a petition requesting and resolution approving appropriating funds from the County Bridge Funds for Posodum Township, Section 21-18-117-00BR. John Eisenminger, the Posodum Township Highway Commissioner, is petitioning for the replacement of a culvert. You see it's northwest of Posodum. The actual culvert is a smaller one, 9x2x28-foot box culvert. The estimated cost is $26,910, and the resolution is appropriating 50% of those funds in order to replace that culvert. I would ask for your approval of that petition resolution.
I would move to approve.
Second, Carter.
Open for discussion.
I got a question for you, maybe discussion on all of them. As they're replacing these, I know that they replace whatever was in there before, but have some of these needed to be increased?
Yeah,
I wondered.
Jenny, our design engineer, does a hydraulic analysis on all of them.
Okay.
And typically they do get larger when they get replaced.
Good, good.
They never get smaller.
No, no.
Even if the hydraulic report says it shouldn't be as big as it is, we will not make it smaller.
Right.
But we have made them bigger. We typically do make
them. It just seems like there's so much sitting around now that you almost need to see if they're all big enough to handle.
Yep. Okay. That storm that we got there a few weeks ago up your way, holy cow.
Got 8 inches at our house. Yeah.
And it was rushing underneath our bridges. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was... That's the highest anybody had ever. We got a bridge up there by Flatville that we're replacing, and it was only a foot underneath the new bridge deck.
Wow!
And the water went over the township road, and it was. But I tell you, that water's—it's there and then it's gone. Like 3 or 4 days later, it goes down and it's gone. But you got to build them so it takes that initial rush of water.
That's what I'm wondering. It just seems like things are flooding more often than they used to, or maybe we're just noticing it more. Yeah.
I think
because
they are.
It is, yeah.
Because
it's got more rainfall.
Tiles are great for farmers, but that gets that water to the ditch right now.
Yes.
And then that ditch has got to flow underneath a road or whatever. Not that they're bad.
It
used to go into the ground and kind of seep in and run off eventually. Mm-hmm. Now it gets in those tiles and it's in the county ditch and boom, there it goes.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a lake sitting there.
I get 30 feet through the swale that runs over across my property and in 2 days you can drive through it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just there and gone.
Yeah, it moves fast.
Yep. Unless we get multiple back-to-back rains where it backs up in the rivers, then
not much you can do.
Then you got more troubles than you want to deal with.
So we're at a vote on that, right?
We have not voted yet.
So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, next item, number 11, resolution appropriating county motor fuel tax funds for the 2022 maintenance program. You see I put in the estimate of maintenance costs there that we have to send down to IDOT for their approval. Some things to note. Brad just asked about this increase in costs. Line number 3 in the estimate, sodium chloride, last year was $43 a ton.
Wow.
And this number may not even get it. We got, it happened really weird this year. The state had bids for sodium chloride, and then they rejected them because we're on the state bid for reasons that were out of anybody's control. They rebid it, and the price came in higher than the first time they did it. And for whatever reason, we always get 3,500 tons of salt. And I filled the spreadsheet out for IDOT, and I sent it to them. We want 3,500 tons of salt. When I got the bid from IDOT, they only got 500 tons for Champaign County.
Whoa.
Which isn't nearly enough.
Where does it come from?
So that bid was from Compass Materials. And then I called the guy at CMS who does the bidding, and I said, you really goofed up our bid. He was very apologetic. He said, yeah, it's our mistake. He called Compass. Compass refused to give us the other 3,000 tons at the price they bid. Then he had to call Cargill, who was the second.
But where is it? I mean,
so the Cargill stuff comes out of Peoria.
Okay, so it's not a whole lot of transportation.
No, no. It comes up on the barge, and they stockpile it over there. So Cargill agreed to sell us a salt for $90 a ton. So we're getting $80 a ton for 500 tons. We're getting 3,000 tons at $90 a ton.
So is this a cost average number?
Well, that was the number that I put in when I thought we were getting the $80 stuff. So it may be a little bit higher, but these things kind of ebb and flow. We might not get 3,500 tons. We might not need it. We've actually got like 1,800 tons in the dome right now. So we're not obligated. We're obligated to buy 80% of what we bid. So we may or may not get the full 3,500. Last year, we actually got more than 3,500 because we started to run out. You can go 20% over or 20% under. That's your window that you can use. So we went 20% over last year and bought more because it was $43 a ton.
Do you buy any of that soy derivative liquid treatment?
No. No, we do our own salt brine mix. So we got a salt brine maker over there. So we mix our own salt brine up. And we got a sprayer right on the tailgate spinner that hits that salt right before it hits the road and kind of makes it moist so
activates
it sticks
it
to the road and activates it. And then we have calcium chloride, which is also on here, which we put on the bridge decks because it's a liquid applied. And also calcium will work at a lower temperature than sodium. So if it gets really, really cold, sometimes we just got to use calcium chloride. It's a wet spray that we spray on the road. So we'll go out and do intersections and bridges with that when it gets really cold and the sodium chloride won't work.
Do you treat the new green concrete any different, like these new bridge decks and stuff, or do you treat them just the same way?
Oh, that's a good question.
We're putting a new sealer on them that just came into the market within the last 3 or 4 years, and it's weird stuff. I call it gremlins because I don't really understand all the chemistry in it, but when you spray it on, you don't even know it's there. It soaks down into the concrete, and when the concrete actually gets wet, it activates inside the concrete and fills up all the little micro cracks and crevices and the air pockets in the concrete and pushes everything back out of the concrete. And then once it dries, it just goes back in there and sits dormant again until the next system comes through and something gets wet.
How long do they say that?
They say it will be there for 100 years now.
Really?
It's only been out for a few years, so I don't know how they say that.
Some sort of polymer, I guess.
Yeah.
It's weird stuff. It looks like water when you spray it on, and it dries in 30 minutes and soaks down into the concrete. So I've not only started putting that on our poured-in-place bridge decks that we do on the county system, but like Brad's bridge that we did, which was precast, I'm making the precasters spray the entire deck at their yard before they even bring it out. We used to just put like linseed oil on the top, and that's there for 5 years, and then it's gone.
Mm-hmm. So we can go in with calcium chloride, sodium chloride, first winter.
Yep.
That's good.
We absolutely can.
Doesn't it right? I've got a question too. Are we still selling to the city of Urbana?
City of Urbana buys their own salt. They use our dome.
Okay.
We have an intergovernmental agreement.
Now you're going to know where my brain was going. Well, let's sell them the $90
right?
stuff and we keep the $80 stuff for us. but...
So Urbana Township, the city of Urbana, and Champaign County have an intergovernmental agreement for the dump.
Right. I just thought that they got their salt from us, too.
No.
Okay.
Well, they do come and get it out of there, but it's...
Right, but it's their salt.
Supposedly, it's their salt. I mean,
yeah,
you don't know.
I got you.
Put it all in there.
It's salt to salt, right.
And they're supposed to keep track of how much they take out, because we don't have scales or anything.
Right.
They just come over...
Load a truck.
They go into our shed,
yeah,
get our loader, they load their truck up,
sure,
and they're supposed to keep track.
Right.
Sometimes I think they're honest, sometimes I think they miss a few loads.
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
no, really no way to know.
Sure.
And the other townships like Ludlow,
right,
will get salt from us. Thomasboro will get some,
right,
some salt from us. You know,
Don's still taking his own over there to Mahomet?
We have an intergovernmental agreement with him,
yeah,
that we supply a certain amount of salt per year from our stock.
Right.
And he takes care of Lake of the Roads and Prairie View,
right,
for plowing and snow control for us.
Right. That's worked out really well,
it's
I think.
It's worked out really well.
Yeah.
Because that is off the beaten path for us.
Yeah.
We'd have to dedicate a truck to it.
Sure.
Because there's no other roads around there.
Right.
So that's been a great thing for us. And then he does bid his own, too, and have it hauled directly to his shop.
Okay.
So what we'll do is we'll call Compass or Cargill,
sure,
and we'll say, can you haul 250 tons of our salt directly to Mahomet Township? And usually they will, because that's closer to Peoria than
sure,
we are. So it shortens their haul. So that's kind of the big one in there that's gone up. I don't think rock's going to go up substantially, because we go get it ourselves, and most of the cost that's going up in aggregate is the hauling of the aggregate, and we have our own semi-truck. But other than that, the total there is $1,024,000. You'll see $225,000 of it is local public agency equipment. That's where we actually rent our equipment,
mm-hmm,
to the Motor Fuel Tax Fund and get money back into the highway fund so that we can use that money to buy new equipment. So it's up a little bit. We're usually right around $1 million in maintenance in a given year.
This may not be the right time, but
mm-hmm,
as we're talking about the salt and whatnot, you know, and there's a shortage of labor in some areas. I don't know if you foresee that happening when it comes time for snow removal.
We have plenty of snowbirds, if that's
good,
what you're asking.
Good.
Yeah, we got a
good,
full list.
Good.
Josh does a really good job of getting a full list.
I know a lot of retires come
yeah,
back and do it.
I mean, it's $25 a ton or $25 an hour.
Yeah.
A lot of people enjoy plowing snow. They really
right,
kind of like to get into the trucks and push it around. So
sure,
we pay pretty well.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good wage. And we also pay them overtime and stuff, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good.
So
yeah,
it's a good deal. And yeah, we have a really good list of people.
Is that a CDL job?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to do training in-house.
They come for a day and they take them out on the routes. They show them how to run the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our snowbirds have been doing it for a number of years. So
mm-hmm,
they're well, you know, acquainted with our equipment and our routes.
Farmers and firefighters and stuff.
It's usually retired people that are looking for something to do in the winter. Or farmers who are looking for something
so
to do in the winter.
So you gotta have a CDL.
But you gotta have a CDLB
yep,
mm-hmm, in order to do it. Yeah, we got somebody from UTD who's
oh,
retired.
Good. Good.
So, got a pretty good list. Hopefully we don't need them.
Yeah.
That'd be the perfect world, right?
I like snow because then I can't work.
Well, Bill's out morning, noon, and night when it snows.
So there's a resolution there appropriating $1,024,000 for that maintenance for 2022.
So moved, Carter.
Second, Michaels.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
The next two kind of go together. So County Road 20, which runs from Royal over to U.S. Route 45,
mm-hmm,
we're going to be doing work on that next year. There's a bridge right there by the St. Joe Road, just west of the St. Joe Road, that the steel underneath it is corroded to the point where the bearings have to be replaced. And we went out, and the bridge deck, we were originally just going to patch the bridge deck, but we went out and sounded it, and there's so many hollow places in that bridge deck that we think it's more wise to go ahead and take the bridge deck off, jack up the old steel, replace the steel that needs to be replaced, and put a new bridge deck on it. And That project is estimated at around $500,000 to replace that bridge. Now, the next sequence of events that's going to happen on Royal Road is we're doing a hot-in-place recycling job on that road with an asphalt overlay all the way from 45 over to Royal. So the bridge has to get done before we can do the hot-in-place recycling. So we're bidding both of these projects on November 17th. The bridge specifically says in it that it has to be done by May 15th of 2022. The road project says they cannot start until June 1st of 2022. But we're trying to get them both out there. There's updates in the IDOT specifications manual that are coming out January 1st of 2022 that are going to change the way the asphalt has to be tested and so forth, that I don't think is really going to add any value to our actual projects, but it's going to cost us more money. So we're going to get this asphalt project out under the 2020 or the old spec book, the 2016 spec book, so that we don't have to pay those costs. And obviously we need to get that bridge out so that if we get some decent weather this winter, they can actually go ahead and do that project. So both of these resolutions are asking to give me the award authority so we can go ahead and move ahead with those, since we typically don't have a December Highway Committee meeting, and we can get those projects bid and awarded as long as they're within 10% of our engineer's estimate. So item number 7 is for the bridge. I'm sorry, item number 12 is for the bridge. Item number 13 is for the roadway project. Both resolutions asking for award authority.
I'd like to make a motion that we give you the authority for resolution for contract award authority section 19-00075-00BR and 20-00455-00-RS.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Thank you. The last resolution is appropriating the funds for the county engineer's salary for 2022. As you may or may not know, especially the people that are new to the committee, by state statute, the county engineer is contracted for 6 years by a county. So I'm in the last, 2022 will be the last year of my third appointment for 6 years, and I'm hoping for a reappointment in 2022, because I really love working here, and I got great staff that I'm working with, and I got a great highway committee to work with. But this resolution, I have a contract that is passed at that 6 year point that says all the terms and so forth. And the county is able to use motor fuel tax funds in order to pay for the salary of the county engineer, and then when we do an agreement with IDOT, we get half of that money back from federal funds into our motor fuel tax funds to pay for the county engineer's salary. So this resolution is appropriating those funds and giving the state the authority to give us half of that money back with federal funds into our motor fuel tax fund. So I'd ask for your approval of that resolution for the appropriation and the swap of the money from federal to state.
So moved. Carter.
I'll second.
Been moved and second. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Thank you very much. And then under other business, there is a semi-annual review of the closed session minutes, and Ms. Michaels has the motion to make there.
Pursuant to the statutory requirement to conduct a semi-annual review of all closed meeting minutes, I move that the closed meeting minutes of the Highway Committee be maintained as closed to protect the public interest or the privacy of individuals, with the exception of the minutes from November 26th, 1996, February 19th, 1997, June 14th, 2004, and June 21 of 2004, which may now be determined as open session minutes.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Question, why are we going back so far when we do that? Can somebody explain this to me?
State's attorney reviews all the closed session minutes for all the committees.
Okay.
And they're the ones that make the recommendation to the committees as to when the minutes can be opened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they go
A lot of it, I think, has to do with whether somebody's still employed or not,
right,
or whether they're deceased.
Okay.
Because it's personnel issues generally. And those things tend to stay pretty quiet until somebody's either deceased or been gone for a period of time, depending on what the issue was with that person,
right,
is what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Because we just did it for
the county board meeting, too.
The board meeting,
yeah.
Litigation just did it the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're just doing their annual due diligence of cleaning things up.
Okay.
But we can still look at those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we as members of the board can look at these. It's just they don't want to make them public.
Oh, okay.
Does that kind of help?
Makes sense. Yeah. Thank you.
And most of it's, yeah, negotiations.
It's like taking
stuff.
Your HR file and letting it out in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, makes sense.
Sorry.
So the other ones can't be opened up until I'm dead, I guess. So
yeah, well, it says right there, you got to die.
So I hope those don't get opened up for many, many, many years. So we need to take a vote on that, Madam Chair.
Okay, moved and second up. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
One more item under other business that's not listed here that I just wanted to bring up is, because you folks are out in the community, we have a position open here.
Mm-hmm.
Our motor fuel tax project accountant job, Pearl, went to work for A&R Mechanical. And so her position's been open for a number of weeks. We've advertised in all the normal places where the county advertises, Facebook, Indeed, wherever there's the county put in. We haven't gotten any really good applicants. And we know the workforce is kind of
right
in flux right now. But Michelle's doing it all right now. And we hope that she won't have to do it all for a lot longer. So I'm just asking you if you know of people, if you can put it out there in the community.
Yeah, be a CPA?
Nope. We ask that they have 2 years of, you know, some kind of associate's degree in accounting. But if somebody has a lot of experience,
uh-huh,
I'm not opposed to hiring somebody that just has a lot of working experience of doing that kind of work.
Are you like on a specific software program with that that would help?
The new ERP.
There's a new one? Oh.
It's just...
Right, but I didn't know if there was something specific for this that somebody would know. You know, like in our world, like QuickBooks or
QuickBooks
something like
is
that,
what we use internally.
Right.
To do our own accounting, and we check QuickBooks against the county system and against
mm-hmm
the state system. Obviously, there's state stuff that we have to do.
Right.
A lot of paperwork that gets the money authorized and gets it spent and gets it approved and all those kind of things. But we're not going to have anybody coming in that has the knowledge of how to do that.
No, I just didn't know if there was something that, right, if they were a little bit more proficient in something, they would understand.
We need somebody
that
pays particular attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a lot of data entry with this ERP system.
Okay.
Somebody that's very proficient with a computer, has good bookkeeping skills, and they're also the ones that are the direct communication with the Township Highway Commissioners on all their programs and pays,
sure,
all their bills. So we need somebody that's personable,
mm-hmm,
that has a good rapport, that can deal with 28 Township Highway Commissioners, which sometimes can be a little bit.
Sure.
But if you know anybody, please point them our way. Because
what's the starting salary?
$22 an hour is what the union shows in their contract.
Okay. Yeah, that's a bargaining.
Can one of you email us the job listing so that
we can
better our people?
Yep, that'd be great. Thank you very much. I appreciate any help we can get with respect to that.
It's on your website.
It is. The job description's on the website, and the job, they have to go through AppleTrack, which is the county's application.
Mm-hmm.
Process, but it's pretty simple. But we can send that out to the committee, and that would be awesome if you know anybody or know somebody that knows somebody.
It's easier when they hand it to us.
Yep, we can do that, no problem.
Honest.
And that's all I have, Madam Chair.
Okay. Things are going, the designated items we put on the consent agenda would be 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
And 8 as well.
And 8 as well.
8 as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's it. Anything else for the committee? Okay. See y'all running out of here.
Okay, look, that's what I'm going to do.
Thank you.
Got to get to work. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
Oh, that's right, no December meeting.
We don't have a December.
I'm going to miss my December donut. What the heavens?
Somehow you'll figure it out.
I know, this is my once a month treat here.
What?
Usually not lacking treats around the.